Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 83, The Next Shiba. So obviously AMC went down again, not a lot of fun. I'm glad that it, you know, at least, you know, went down to the low 30s, didn't get to 20s. Hopefully today can recover, I hope. I don't know, we'll see what happens. Still holding, actually added a few shares because I'm considering doing my, you know, the transfer to Fidelity. And I wanted to confirm that, you know, you could buy and sell and extended hours on Fidelity. So I had to get the Fidelity Pro app. I forget what they call it. Active Trader, I think it is. Fidelity Active Trader. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, I could get them. Now, the extended hours, the pre-market starts at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So 4 a.m. my time. Whereas, like, say, Webull pre-market starts at, you know, 1 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 4 a.m. Eastern time. I'm sorry. 4 a.m. Eastern time. Now, and you say, you know, normally extended hours aren't that great to trade in because it's not legit. That's very low volume. But I think why it's important is if the squeeze does happen, and is extremely volatile, and you're not sure if your order is going to get in. If this stock gets to a number that you're comfortable with, right, and you say, hey, I don't care if it goes up or down, that's a number I can live with, and I'm happy. And if I can get that to go through, I'm happy. If it goes up, okay, well, that's great, but I'm happy with this. I just want it to go through and I want this to be over with, right? Well, if you do that in pre-market, there's a lot less people trading and maybe you'll be able to get your order to go through and just get it done. So that's why I think that these extended hours are important for something like the squeeze. I just know personally, like, you know, I bought a couple of shares of AMC recently in pre-market. And then, of course, once the market actually opened, the stock went way down. So if I had waited, I could have gotten, you know, at a lower price. However, I was only buying, one or two shares. So if, you know, one or two shares goes down a dollar, it's not that big a deal. Go look in your sofa cushions. You can make that up. However, if you're buying, you know, 10,000 shares and it goes down a dollar, that's a bigger deal. But when you're just buying, you know, a very small amount of stock, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there, but is it really going to break the bank? Probably not. So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that when we actually do the transfer and see how it goes. We may wait till next week. See how this week goes and then maybe start on next Monday and try and get this done before the end of the year. But I'll let you know how that goes. I know it's going to be nerve-wracking. It's something we've talked about for months. And it's always like, well, what if the squeeze happens while the transfer's going through, you know? And the squeeze never happens. So if I do this, I'll let you know. Because obviously that's when the squeeze will happen, is during my transfer. But the good news is that's not all my stocks. You know, that's just a portion of our position. So if the squeeze did happen, we would be able to sell stock on other brokerage apps. So we'll see. And I don't know, I just hope it's a better day for AMC. There's nothing much I can add. Again, this is not a technical show, and we don't do predictions or anything like that. But I share your frustration. How much of it going down is legit? How much is it hedge funds attacking it? Who knows? You know, they don't really tell me. But at any rate, moving on, SHIB had a great little run, you know, bought at the dip and, went, you know, up to 54. But of course, the thing about Shiba Uno is it always comes down. It's very susceptible to either whales selling or, you know, people, you know, swing trading it. So when it runs up, you know, to 54, it runs up to a high number like that. Listen, if you want to take your profit and then, you know, buy it back when it gets lower, fine. or if you want to get out of it and say, enough, I'm done, fine. But just know that if you're holding it, it's probably going to go back down. It's done that repeatedly. You just hope that when it does go back down, it goes back down to a higher average. And that's what, so far, so good on that. And hopefully as more people list Shiba Uno and it gets a little more traction. And right now the crypto is having a bit of a hard time, you know. So it's going, you know, I saw one YouTuber and they talked about it's, you know, Claybro talked about Shiba's going against the current here, you know, and that, you know, it's a strong swimmer, but it's going against the current. So it's having a hard time, you know, going as high as it can, but it's, you know, showing that strength that did, you know, make that little comeback after being listed on Kraken. So Robinhood is still out there. Robinhood is hurting, you know. Robinhood needs something to happen. Personally, my guess is they're waiting till January when their, you know, the Robinhood wallet goes live, and that's going to be the big announcement. You're going to be able to get Shiba when the wallet goes live, or they're waiting for, you know, they'll launch the wallet, and then, you know, after the hype cools off from that, then they'll launch it. Is just a sort of way to bring the hype back. You know, them preemptively launching SHIB right now takes away from maybe the excitement of launching the wallet. I don't know. That's my guess. So maybe in January, you know, Robinhood might list Shiba, but that's just a guess. I don't know. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. So the thing is, when I got into AMC, when I got into Shiba Uno, I was a little bit late to the game. That I got in at a point where, you know, the time to get into AMC was when it was $2 a share, right? Which wasn't that long ago. You know, if you look at the 52, you know, highs and lows, the lows on the 52 was still, you know, down in that like $2 range, very cheap, or $8, you know, that's the time it was to get into AMC, because when it goes up to 40, you've made some real money, and when it dips to 34, you're still in pretty good shape, as opposed to, you know, someone that gets in at the 40s or in at the 50s, God help you if you got in at the 60s, and it starts taking these dips, it hurts, you're down. So getting in early is a big help in keeping your position and not stressing out about it. However, how do you know to get in early like that? You're taking a chance. And when you buy in later, when something's showing some strength, showing some movement, you're paying a premium for, you know, having known, okay, this is showing strength, that the gamble on this may be paying off. So you're going to pay higher to get into it. Same thing with Shiba, you know, that, you know, the time to buy Shiba was when it had, you know, 5 zeros in front of it, not 4. And that way, when it, you know, has all these swings, if you're in low enough and your investment's already paid for itself, then it's easier to sustain these things and wait for more. So having done that, you know, and I've told this story before, I was not a fan of crypto. I was very suspicious of it. But once AMC started accepting Doge, I bought Doge because, you know, it was cheap, you know, at like 22 cents. But when it goes up, it was only going up a penny or two. So I wasn't really making any money on that. So when I saw Shiba Inu, because I was paying attention to crypto now, and Shiba Inu's price was cheap, it had 4 zeros in front of it. But if it became the next Dogecoin eventually, you know, within a year or two, that was going to be a big payoff, right? That was getting into Dogecoin before it was Dogecoin. So that's when I got into Shiba, and the first day it had the huge gains, which kind of got me hooked into it, and I kept investing in it. And, you know, so far, so good at this point. We'll see what happens, but, you know, I'm happy with it. But the problem is, you know, even that to a certain extent is gotten a little expensive or pricey, meaning that, you know, you buy it now at, you say, 44, but if it goes on another, you know, swing down into the, you know, mid to high 30s, you know, now you're losing money. So I don't really want to invest anymore into Shiba at this point. You know, I bought the dips, and, you know, it dipped 2 more times after I bought my dip this last time, and I was watching it do it, and I'm like, you know, am I regretting this? Is this thing going to go up after this? Should I be picking up, you know, a few more million shares? But I didn't, promise my wife I wouldn't, And I didn't buy any more Shiba. I left it, our position as it was. And hopefully, you know, it's a good position. And in a year or so, we'll see where Shiba is. And hopefully, it'll really pay off. So here's the thing. You know, I would love to have gotten into Shiba, you know, when it was 5 zeros in front. And the reason why is you can buy so much more. It's such a lower rate. That what I've paid for my position now in Shiba is in the very low thousands, but it's still significant. And you say, well, geez, why didn't you put that into AMC? Hey, we have our position in AMC. If AMC squeezes, we're going to make a decent amount of money on that, right? And I can't just park any more money into AMC waiting for this squeeze that we've been waiting for. At least I have been since May. Other apes have been since January and other apes before that. You know, but you know, so we're going on to a year for a lot of people on these squeeze plays. And I just can't keep that much money locked up in it, at least the cash stuff. So, and also it's just, you know, I need other things to, you know, you get bored. I need other plays. So I'm keeping my position, but I'm also looking at, you know, these new plays. So my thing is, well, what is the next Shiba Uno going to be? You know, is it Floki? Is it, you know, Baby Doge? There's hundreds of these coins out. And some of them, again, you know, Floki, you know, they've already sort of established themselves and they've gotten past that. Floki, I think, is like 3 zeros in front of it. So if you're going to invest in Floki, you might as well invest in Shib, which has 4 zeros, because you're just going to get more Shib than Floki. And you say, what, you know, which one of these is going to work, right? Well, the thing for me is I look for the you know, if it's on my radar, right? I'm not a huge crypto guy. So if I'm seeing it, then it's made enough progress and it has enough awareness that it's on my radar. So that's a good thing. And then you just kind of look at, well, how much is, you know, how much is it worth? Is it grown? Is it you know, at a dip, or are you buying it at a high point? So I was looking around and also, you know, I saw it on one of the Zoomer videos that I was telling you about. So, you know, if it makes it into a Zoomer video, that may, even though it's kind of a joke, but at least it's made it to that point that there's enough brand awareness. And I'll tell you a story about like the movie industry, right? And it, you know, you think, well, if something's a great story, people read a script, and if it's a great story, that's going to be a good movie. And that's not quite the reality of the movie business. The movie business could be, I have the rights. I went to a toy company and I bought the movie rights to Slinky. Okay, what is it, a good script? Oh, there's no script for it yet. I just have the movie rights to Slinky. But the thing is, people know what Slinky is. So if you come out with the Slinky movie, who hasn't played with the Slinky as a kid? Is it a good movie or not? I don't know. But you know that name. And that's what I look for with these cryptos. That does it have any kind of brand awareness? Is, you know, is it showing any strength in that department? Because if you have a good brand that people are, it's going to catch on. You know, you say, well, there's no use for this coin right now. Well, if it's a decent brand and it can gain strength and gain value, people will find a use for it. You know, if you have the Slinky, you have the rights to a Slinky movie, we can, you know, pay for a good writer to hopefully write a good script for us. How good it's going to be, I don't know. But it's that key thing, that brand awareness that people are knowing about and responding to. And that's when Dog Along Mars got on my radar, which is like Doge and Elon, you know, Elon Musk put together, and then Mars, because obviously Elon wants to go to Mars. Now you'd say, well, oh my God, this is the, basically people call it a shit coin, right? That's what the name they have for these tokens, these memes. But you know what? Shiba Inu was a shit coin. It was started as a you know, quote unquote joke. And guess what? Dogecoin started as a shit coin, a quote unquote joke. So, and I'm not saying Bitcoin was started as a joke, but people probably looked at that the same way as well. So I see the pattern that it's kind of like one of these, you know, when a tropical storm or, you know, weather movement off of Africa, you know, as it makes its way across the ocean. And then it becomes, when it hits America, it's a full-blown hurricane, right? So to me, what you're looking at these little coins right now, they're like these little, you know, weather systems coming off, you know, of Africa and heading, you know, towards the United States. And you have to kind of guess, is that, and they start naming these things, or you see them lined up and you say, well, is that going to be a Category 4 hurricane or not? And you don't know that. That's the gamble. That by the time it becomes, say, a Category 1 storm, that's far enough along that you're going to pay a premium for that. It might not have six zeros in front of it at that point. It might only have four. And it's going to cost you a lot more. You know, if you want to buy these home high volumes, then if when it had, you know, five or six zeros. So deciding on when you want to go in, the earlier the better. However, there's hundreds of these coins. You don't know, you know, what it's going to take. Also, it depends on the platforms. How easy is it for people to buy these coins? That's the big thing for me. Shiba is on, it's on Webull, it's on, you know, eToro, and it was on enough that when I started buying it, it was fairly easy to buy it. And some of these places had instant buying power. All that is good. So when I was looking around, the Doggle on Mars was the one that I tended to gravitate to. Why? Because it had five zeros in front of it. And the number, when I first saw it, it was 1-3. So 5 zeros, then 1-3. And I thought, and it had had a nice little run when it broke out from just being, you know, nothing, like 6 zeros in front of it. It went up to 5 zeros and 22. And then it had taken a little bit of a dip, but it was seemed to be sustaining itself at that, five zeros and 13. And I thought, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy some of this, because for what you could pay for, you know, a couple $100, you'd get like 100 million of these tokens. And if this thing, you know, becomes, you know, the next Shiba, that's the time that you're going to go in. Worst case scenario, you know, you might be out of some money on, you know, one of these tokens. It's going to take a little bit of time. But I think the time period in these things is contracting, because if I'm saying what's the next Shiba Inu, guess what? Millions of other investors are saying it too, and they're going to want to, you know, be on the watch out. So when one of these things shows some movement, shows some traction, people are going to jump in and it's going to go up. And at that point, when you see it take these dramatic moves upward, it's, you know, it who knows what it will ultimately do, but it probably is not going to go back too far. So getting in at that moment before it has these huge periods of acceleration is key if you want to, you know, get in. So anyway, so that's my next move that I'm going to is the Dogecoin Mars. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. Now, here's the thing. It's on crypto.com. Crypto.com I like because they're spending a lot of money on public awareness. Matt Damon commercial, they got the naming rights to Staples Center. So I think a lot of people are going to be going to crypto.com that might be getting into, you know, crypto. Just like, you know, when people buy a VCR, when people buy, you know, a CD player, people buy a DVD player, or, you know, whatever technology, whatever is the thing that's going to be adopted by people, eventually crypto will be hopefully adopted by a much larger percentage of the population. Especially the more these stories come out about, you know, hey, this is the Bitcoin millionaire, this is a Dogecoin millionaire, this is a Shiba millionaire, is more Ethereum millionaire, that as more of these stories come out, people are going to say, maybe I should get into this. And maybe they say, well, where should I buy cryptocurrency from? Well, I see that Matt Damon commercial for crypto.com. I might as well start there. So at any rate, the one bad thing about crypto.com is, I guess they have a credit card, and maybe you could use the credit card for instant buying power, but it's kind of a pain in the neck to try and get that, you know, buy instant buying power. Say what you will about Webull and Robinhood, but these apps that let you, you know, as soon as you put your transfer in, they basically advance you the money to you know, to a certain extent, to make a purchase. So you get spoiled. So when I saw Doge on Mars. It was at, you know, 5 zeros and 13. And that's when I wish I wanted to buy it. However, I had to do a transfer and they weren't going to give you any, you know, margin beforehand. So I had to wait a few days for the money to hit. And as I did that, it went up from, you know, 5 zeros and 13 cents to 5 zeros and 17. So, you know, I had to sit there and, you know, nothing you can do but watch it go up. And I really wish I could have got it at 13. However, I'm not playing this to go from 13 to 17 to, you know, 20. I want it to eat one of those zeros. I want it to go from 5 zeros to 4 zeros, hopefully to 3 zeros. And with any luck, you never know how these things can play out. You know, if it can go past that, then great. But now I'm going to be able to, you know, buy this stuff at a higher, you know, for what it took for me to get to, you know, where my holdings with SHIB, you know, I can get 10 times that now, you know, cheaper by doing it now. However, it, you know, again, you're taking that risk, but hopefully it will go up. So anyway, so I'll keep you posted. The only other thing about it is that they have buying limits on it, that you can only get a certain amount of, Doge alone Mars coins a day. And I think the same thing for selling it, which helps. I guess it's a liquidity in the coin issue since it is so new, or they don't want people just, you know, doing these massive buys or massive dumps right now. So, you know, you are limited in what you can buy and sell on it. And also, it's not, if you're going to get into this, that, you know, my understanding is these, the when you go to sell, there's some pretty high fees in selling. So if you're looking for a quick turnaround, I would not recommend it, because I've seen a lot of posts from people that when they go to sell, it's very expensive. So this for me is a long-term play, and I'm hoping for, you know, next year, the year after that. And, you know, it's one of those things that, again, like, oh, if you had invested $1,000 into SHIB, you know, you'd have $1 billion right now. It's one of those kind of deals that you make this and you put it away and you wait for a year, 2 years, and see where you're at, see if it really catches on and if it paid off. So anyway, well, that's the end of this podcast. Hopefully AMC will have a good day today. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully Shiba can hang in there strong. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with this, you know, Dog Along Mars token. You know, can it get that traction? And, you know, can it establish itself and get some momentum going? And once that momentum gets going, it's just a matter of time, I think. But we'll see how it does on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.